And we've been here before, historically. We saw it with benzodiazepines, introduced first as safe and effective with minimal concern of dependence, until decades later, dependence and severe withdrawal became undeniable. Then we saw it again with opioids, again, aggressively marketed as safe and effective for chronic pain until we had an epidemic. The pattern is the same. A new drug is introduced, framed as safe and effective, gets widely prescribed. Then people start having trouble coming off it. Then research begins to confirm what patients are experiencing, but that research is pushed aside, ignored, because it challenges the prevailing paradigm. It's textbook paradigm shifts from Thomas Kuhn's 1962 classic. So prescribing continues, and recognition comes years, often decades later. And then the cycle repeats with new safe and effective drug until we understand this. The body doesn't care what we call the drug or what receptors it acts on. It just adapts, setting the stage for withdrawal and dependence.